Wine preferences are a-changin'. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, the domestic wine industry here in the U.S. is continuing to flourish, but there are some new trends in wine consumption that are keeping growers on their toes as they're having to plant the great varieties consumers are demanding. Claudia Schubert is president of the wine division of the international beverage giant Diageo and describes the taste of these younger consumers.
White wine, certainly Chardonnay, remains to be the largest variety, but we're seeing a lot of growth in aromatic whites. Varieties such as Muscat, Pinot Grigio is growing very strongly. We're also seeing trends improving in the red and white blend segment. So consumers are looking for that approachable wine style. So a lot of vintners have taken the approach to blend those styles out of different varieties.
And marketing research finds that these young people don't just like sweet wines because they're new to the product, but it's simply what they're used to.
I think it's a lot of the generation that have grown up with a lot of flavors in other product categories. You know, think of Snapple, think of other consumer products that they might have consumed when they were younger in their lives, and they're bringing those kinds of preferences into wine, into spirits, and also beer with craft beer.
The good news for the domestic wine industry is that these young consumers, known as millennials, aren't the snobs their parents were, as they don't put any value on wine just because it's from France and actually show a preference for American products. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.